Lenten Journey Day 14, The Prodigal Son. Every Sunday during the Lenten season has a unique name. This second Sunday of the Lenten season is called the Sunday of the Prodigal Son, because in fact the lesson comes to us from the Gospel of St. Luke chapter 15, where Jesus relays to us the story of the prodigal son. Perhaps if nothing else reached us except for this one parable, it would be enough to explain our relationship with God, to explain reconciliation, to explain the unconditional love that God has for us and requires of us. The story of the prodigal unfolds like this. A man has two sons. The younger of the sons desires his inheritance. He takes that and he goes and squanders it on reckless living. While he has money, he has friends, he has influence, and he has a relatively good lifestyle. But when the money runs out, he finds that so do his friends. So does that lifestyle that he's now accustomed to. He goes out and he finds work, but it's of no use. It doesn't make him the money that he needs. And one night when he's really down, when he's lost all of his friends, when he looks over at the garbage and the garbage even looks appealing to him because he's so hungry, he comes to his senses. And he says that his father's servants live better than him. And he decides to go back home, to go back to his father and beg for his forgiveness and to ask to be taken on as a servant. But while the son is returning home, he doesn't even get a chance to talk to his father. For in fact, his father sees him on the road and comes running out to him. And he just grabs him and hugs him and kisses him. And he orders the servants to come around and give him the best clothes, to put on the ring of authority on his hand, and then to have a celebration. All the stops are pulled out. In fact, the fatted calf is slaughtered for this celebration. Because his son was dead and now he's alive, he was lost and he was now found. Now the story of the prodigal doesn't end here. In fact, remember he had an older brother. Well, this older brother looks on enviously and he can't understand why the celebration. After all, he's done everything right, but the son, the prodigal son, has squandered the money, has lost everything. And he complains. How come life isn't fair? How come I'm not getting what I deserve? And the father says, because you have always been with me, but your brother was lost and is now found. He was dead and now he is living. So ends the story of the prodigal son. But here begins an opportunity to reflect on the many dimensions that are presented to us in this small parable. In fact, in the next few days of this Lenten journey, we will look at the father and at the older son separately. For today's discussion, we'll focus on the prodigal son himself. Let's begin with the prodigal son's desire to want a better life, to enjoy life. Now let me ask you, does what he has to say sound foreign to you? It doesn't to me. In fact, many of us have said those same things. We want a better life. Why not? Why shouldn't I have the better things in life? Why shouldn't I enjoy my life? In fact, we see that he had the means, he had the ability, his father had the resources, so why not take advantage and go for it all? The prodigal son, driven by his youth, the energy that comes with youth, and perhaps a little bit of impatience, takes what he has and he goes out and he squanders it on reckless living, a prodigal lifestyle. Now you say, what is the sin of the prodigal son? It's very obvious. Taking what is given to you is not the sin. That is a gift given to you. The sin is squandering it. The sin is taking it and abusing it. And this is the challenge for each of us on this Lenten day 14. To find what has been given to us and where we have squandered it. You see, God has given us talents. He has given us life itself. He has given us the breath, the smile, the ability to hug, the ability to reach out. And much like the prodigal son, we squander it on reckless living. We abuse what God has given us on the things that really don't matter. He's given us a smile that would light up the room, and we cover it up. We're ashamed to show that smile. He's given us the ability to talk, and instead we keep our mouths closed. He's given us the ability to hold, to lift up, to help others, and instead we tie our hands down. He's given us feet to walk in the paths of righteousness, and instead we take our body in places where it shouldn't be. You see, the prodigal son is each and every one of us, taking what God has given us and abusing it, not using our potential to its fullest capacity. During this Lenten journey, we've gotten used to inventorying. Let's inventory today the talents that God has given us. How are we using those talents? Where are we using them? And where are we abusing them or squandering them? We will continue with the prodigal son again tomorrow, looking at a different dimension. But for right now, let us pray the prayer of St. Nerses Shnorhali, coming from the third hour of Havadov Chostovanimk. Heavenly Father, true God, who sent your beloved Son to seek the wandering sheep, I have sinned against heaven and before you. Receive me like the prodigal son, and clothe me with the garment of innocence, of which I was deprived by sin. Have mercy upon your creatures, and upon me, a great sinner. Amen. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join us again tomorrow, when we will take the next step in this Lenten journey. Until then, please join us at epostle.net, where you'll find resources, recipes, as well as many activities, programs, podcasts, broadcasts about the wonderful work we're doing through Epostle and In His Shoes Ministries. Again, that's epostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and exciting universe.